USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iran's naval chief has warned the U.S. that Tehran is capable of shooting down other American spy drones. The message comes Monday as tensions are still high between the United States and Iran. This, as President Trump tells NBC's Meet the Press.
I'm not looking for war. And if there is, it'll be obliteration like you've never seen before. But I'm not looking to do that. But you can't have a nuclear weapon. You want to talk good?
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia today to consult with Middle East allies regarding Iran. A Missouri police officer is dead after being shot in the line of duty. Officer Michael Langsdorf died Sunday in Wellston, which is northwest of downtown St. Louis. Police say Langsdorf was shot by a suspect who was trying to cash a bad check. The accused suspect is in custody, and the Earl Cobble Federal Building is once again on lockdown after a suspicious vehicle was spotted in the area. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Ford says its new Mustang is the most powerful car ever. The automaker released a statement saying the Mustang Shelby GT500 will go on sale this fall and will have a new 760-horsepower V8 engine, making it the most powerful street-legal Ford ever. Reaction from a top congressional leader on what to do with all the illegal aliens living in our country. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
The topic of what to do about all the illegal aliens in our country front and center on the Sunday morning talk show circuit. California Congressman Republican Devin Nunes on Fox News telling host Maria Bartiromo on Sunday morning Futures.
The president is growing in office, right? I mean, he knows that he can't do it by himself. And I think what he's doing is the Democrats ask him if he would delay this. He's saying, okay, I'll give you 2 weeks. Now, remember, the Democrats have been in office for 6 months now. They have yet to move a comprehensive immigration bill.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A ruling by the Supreme Court is expected soon regarding President Trump's decision to add a citizenship question to the census. Regarding citizenship questions, Carrie Severino, chief counsel to the Judicial Crisis Network, reminds us.
The citizenship question is something that for most of our history has been asked on the census in one form or another. It's something that hasn't been asked of every American in recent decades because there's a shorter form that's used. They're saying, let's add this to the shorter form. We need to know this to be able to know how to apportion all of our government services, because we need to know where our citizens actually are. So rather than just asking it on a subset of the surveys the census does, they wanted to add it back to the full census. Again, there's a lot of historical precedent for this, and it's kind of shocking that it's even gotten to this point of a challenge, that you have such a high-level challenge on something that the government really has broad authority to do, to find out how many citizens we have.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is facing tough questions about the police killing of a black man last week. Following a town hall event in South Bend, the 2020 Democratic presidential candidate said the problem of police violence needs to end.
This problem has to get solved in my lifetime. I don't know of a person or a city that has solved it, but I know that if we do not solve it in my lifetime, it will sink America.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.